Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Thank you for being here once again here on Wonderful Wednesdays, and what a blessing it is to be here with you on today. Glory be to God. The day that the Lord has made, I hope that you are rejoicing and being glad in it. And I tell you, I'm here with somewhat of a somber spirit because I've been looking at the news, and my prayers, truly my prayers, go out to those who are suffered from Hurricane Harvey and those who are affected in those regions in Houston. I truly am praying for you, and truly this broadcast was inspired and birthed from those prayers. So Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, as well as myself, truly, truly, truly am praying for you and those who are suffering and are dealing with the devastation of nature. And I tell you, that's why I really wanted to come on today and just speak and speak to those things that we all go through in our life, and which is why I really included a lot of things in my introduction to speak to that. Glory be to God, because truly one thing that I'm truly learning that when it's all over said and done with, to know what really matters. To know what really matters. And we really have to live each day if it's the last days, because these are the last days. And even though we don't know the time when he'll come, amen, and we don't know what a day may bring forth, that's why the Word of God said we should not boast on tomorrow, amen, for we know not a day may bring forth, that we have to just stay in the present, amen, which is a gift, and thank God for what we have. And this is truly a time, as is with every day, a day to be thankful and be grateful, amen. And I am thanking the present God for that soberness right now, amen. Of the reality of that could be me, that could be you, amen. And even though we don't know what tomorrow brings, what we can do, amen, is pray, amen, because prayer changes things. Yes, it does. And I'm going to keep my spirit upbeat doing this broadcast and ask the Lord to cover me and keep me in the tone and the spirit in which he wants me to minister this word, because I really just kind of hurt by it. And even though that's happening, I've been in an awesome praise before coming on the broadcast, and I really had to put that praise on summer to come here and mention this word. But I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you are here as well. And truly, this is still the continuation of the coming month in a day or two of UL. And again, I'm celebrating, amen, the birthday of the bride queen and bride queens. Glory be to God, because my birthday is in the month of September, and I'm celebrating you, everyone who will be celebrating a birthday in September, and even now, because the equinox has turned over into this new season. And one of the things that I'm encouraged about in this new year that is upon us is that it represents a new beginning. And as I share with you on my webpage in my montage that I've put up before you, I'm giving you Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3, where Solomon declared and the bride declared that I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. And I tell you, that represents covenant. Amen. This is a time to make new vows, to enter to new vows, amen, to form new covenants, and to sever some covenants if you need to, amen, because with the new, out goes the old, right, amen. So I just wanted to just remind you of that, what this month represents, and that's a new thing, a new beginning. And I tell you, not only am I celebrating the bride queen, amen, and those of you who are celebrating a birthday, but I'm celebrating this broadcast discipleship, truly discipleship, because truly, if you're truly saved, amen, we're saved following the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're saved, amen, because we are fulfilling the Great Commission, amen, and us now becoming fishers of men, amen, being in his stead, amen, as disciples, amen, who he sent out to proclaim the good news, amen. And that's why I put Isaiah on there about why we're anointed, amen, why the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And we need to remember that as believers, amen, as disciples, why we're anointed, why the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And that's because he had anointed us to do what? Preach good tidings, amen, unto the meek. He had sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those who are bound, and the opening of the prison door to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, amen, which is now, amen, and the what? Day of our God, amen. It is also to comfort all that mourn, amen, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, glory be to God, the new Jerusalem, to give them beauty for ashes, amen. And it was that declaration that the Lord gave me before I came on air, that he wanted me to declare that he's given beauty for ashes, amen. And whatever you're going through, whatever you've gone through, amen, this is a new beginning. I declare it, I decree it for you. This is a new beginning. And the thing that we have to beware of, as I shared with you in my introduction, is those who are fearmongers, amen, those who are the accusers of the brethren, amen, who will try to hold you to your past, that will try to hold you to things that no longer are part of your new nature, amen, that is no longer part of your new life in Christ, amen. And I tell you, the universe supports that. Amen. The universe supports that with evolution, amen, and growth, and that which diet, and that which live it, that which is planted, amen. And one of the things that I was meditating upon before I came on air is how we are called to exhort one another in love. And the preaching of the gospel, unless you truly, truly, truly are born again of God and really have the seed of God in you, you really can't encourage people. And I'm finding that out. And that's why I put on there about those who are fearmongers and those who are supplanters and those who are the oppressors and those who are the workers of iniquity who try to use those negative things, those ill things, to put us in fear. Amen. And that's one of the things the Lord said he wanted me to make sure that I declare to you today, is that that is the reason why he extends the invitation for you to come. Amen. To accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, to come. And he has a place prepared for you at the table. Amen. You have right to the table. Amen. I have right to the table. Amen. By way of the invitation. Amen. And I tell you, as I rejoice about being a disciple of Christ, which now makes me an heir of salvation, amen, the sheep of his pasture, glory be to God, I do so because as I minister this word of encouragement to you regarding what's happening now and things that will continue to happen upon the earth, if the word of God spills out to us, and us being aware, And Jesus saying, warn to those who give suck in those days, that if you are born again, we are the light of the world. We truly are. And that's why he said, let your light so shine. Let it so shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So I tell you, I'm serious about it. I'm really serious about it today. And I hope you're serious about it today as well, is in being whom God has called you to be. Not just for yourself, but for others. Amen. And one thing the Lord spoke to me and the scripture that came to me was that those who are strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. And I tell you, that's the difference between someone who's truly a believer and one who is not, or one who that is aged and seasoned and mature in the faith. Amen. That despite, in spite of, you know, what is done despitefully, I mean, against us as believers, that we yet have to ask God to fill us again, to open our heart, to give us love, amen, and let it roll off, amen. And he's done that already for us, amen. He's done that. He's rolled away the reproach. He's rolled away the shame, amen, and given us a new future, given us a new identity, amen, in him, and even have shown us who we are as inhabitants of the earth, amen, and letting us know and understand our identity. And that's regardless of your nationality, your culture. I celebrate every culture, every nationality, because we all have things in common, amen, which is life, amen, humanity, living in the earth, amen. So one of the things I want to do before I really get into the second part of this exhortation and speaking to you regarding what time it is, amen, because it's important for us to, as Jesus said, discern the signs of the times of what's really happening right now, amen, and that discerning is understanding what he's doing in the heavens, amen, which is opening the books. Yes, he is, the book of remembrance, so that he could render justly, amen, to those who have done so, amen. So, In praising and thanking God for discipleship right now, I want to expound on that a little bit, because he said that it is that understanding and being governed by that discipleship in which he came to show us, amen, by example, by way of the apostles, amen, learning about what they did and how they did it and what they should not have done. Through faith, amen. Through trial, even through error, amen. And I tell you, I'm praising and thanking God for the apostles' doctrine, because they teach us, they show us, amen, what we should and should not do. And one thing that the Lord was sharing with me about those who are the accusers of the brethren, the workers of iniquity, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he had so much rebuke, amen, is showing us how to stay alive. Amen. The Word of God said to live is Christ and to die is gain. And that's a beautiful dance right there, you know, knowing when to die and knowing how to let Christ live. But some of the things that he was bringing to my attention, and a lot of the warfare that I go through and as a disciple, is remembering what he said. Glory be to God. And that is, behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Amen. And that requires sometimes you agreeing quickly with your adversary. Amen. And that's what he said. Agree quickly with your adversary while you're in the way with him, lest he deliver you to the judge. Amen. And the judge cast you into prison. Now, I want to expound on that a little bit, because it's a time that you have to agree to disagree. Amen. Well, not going to say disagree, but agree with your adversaries. And that's not you taking down. That's not you punking out. That's not you, you know, compromising. That's you understanding, amen, that while I'm in the way with you, I'm going to let you believe that you're right, that I don't have to prove that I'm right. Amen. Because when you're in the way with someone who is in a position, or has been positioned, shall I say, especially when they shouldn't be, they that means they're in a place of power and position to deliver you unto something that is meant for your demise. So oftentimes, as disciples, you don't have to prove what you know, amen. Agreeing quickly with your adversary while you're in a way with them will preserve you, amen. And he just said, "What? Commit your way unto me, and I will what? Bring it to pass, amen." So I just wanted to share that tidbit with you and just kind of remind you of how we are to allow the Lord to bring us out and bring us in before such a great people. Amen. And this month, as it relates to the field, amen, the field represents the world. Amen. And you must remember, as sheep who has been sent out among wolves, that not only say he'll make a way of escape, but he said that we're to brush the dust. Amen. If you're not received, brush the dust and keep moving. Amen. Keep going. Amen. You know, and he said it'd be more tolerable for that city than Sodom and Gomorrah. And we must remember what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, blessed. Blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. So we don't have to, I don't have to prove anything. Amen. That's why I talk about being so much. Just being who you're supposed to be. It's enough. Amen. Because it's really a wrap. It's really already been sealed up. Amen. And so me coming to you here on the Stars of Heaven Network is truly my delight. As David said, I delight to do the will of the Lord. Amen. And as I celebrate discipleship and remember what Jesus said and follow his instructions, knowing that those who profess Christ, because a lot of, and it was by the hand of those who were the law keepers and those who kept the law and those who said they knew God, that persecuted, amen, and crucified our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, the Lord said, that many will cast you out of the synagogue and thinking they do God a service. So in our establishing the kingdom of heaven, amen, allowing the kingdom of heaven to manifest through our life, amen, of holiness, amen, you must remember that who you are and who you truly serve, amen. And that's why he said, I will make them of the synagogues of Satan who say they are Jews and do lie and are not. Amen. I will let them know that I've loved you. And I say that because this is the time that many believers, if you are really a believer, that you have to really, really, really know that you are serving the true and living God. Amen. That you're truly serving Yeshua. Amen. The true Messiah. Because this Antichrist spirit and people who, in the name of the Lord, in the name of their cause or what they're in love with, oftentimes that's more than with Jesus, can cause some to be wounded. And I've been there and I've done that. And as a leader of my own life and sheep of his pasture, I've learned how to let him lead and guide me. And sometimes when you get your hand in the lion's mouth, you got to kind of slowly pull it out. Amen. Glory be to God. But I say that because, you know, these are the days that this is not just church as usual. Amen. We have to come from the place of beyond the veil. Amen. From the holiest of holies. And a lot of this stuff that we're seeing, you're seeing and experiencing your faith as you seek the Lord about growing in your faith, that you confess, that you birth from your mouth. Amen. Your faith is more precious than silver and gold. People will try to take advantage of it. Amen. So I'm praying today that you will understand that you are to come and you are to press into the holies of holies. God, the Lord ripped the veil from the top. Amen. That means we can go in. We have access. We don't need permission. I don't need permission. Amen. Heaven is open to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, love is in the details on how to get into those holies of holies, amen. And that's why we need the body of Christ. That's why we need ministers of the gospel. But one thing we don't want to do is to be a stumbling block, amen. He died, could have a right to the tree of life. The heavens, amen, the courts of our God is where the Lord renders his judgment in his judgment. And I want you to remember that. And the most important thing that I want you to know as we move into this new season is that judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. Amen. And that's where I'm going to start this part of the message, because he said in the new dominion that he is the lawgiver. And he said that if the righteous could be saved, where should a sinner and ungodly appear? So God is really bringing forth his judgment. And what I mean by judgment, I mean his assessment, his evaluation of what's been happening, amen, of what we've been doing, amen, to bring correction. Now, that also means ultimately judgment, like he gonna call your number, or you're going to get your just deserts for deliberately misleading and using his name falsely. I mean that too, amen, because there's an ultimate judgment as well. And one of the things that I was really praising and thanking God for is him reminding me of my office and my vocation as a prophetess, one who is given the authority to judge a thing, amen, to assess a thing, amen. That's the anointed upon my life, amen. And he has to check me to make sure that I'm seeing as he sees. He has to check me and try me to make sure that if I'm going to bring a thing before him, amen, and call it into divine judgment, call it before his throne, amen, that foremost, that my life is in order, amen. So this thing about not judging, it's not real, amen. He said, judge not that you be not judged. But he said, if you're going to judge, we're to judge what? Righteous judgment. And the judge is the Lord. He's the just judge. He's the true and the living God. But as the body of Christ, as becoming saints, as being a saint, that's my right. Amen. That's what he's called me to do. By the word, not by the flesh, not by me wanting to get recompense and being angry and all this stuff. And you know, no, I judge by the word. Amen. And to do that, I have to make sure my heart stays pure. Amen. That I stand forgiveness. Because a lot of times when the Lord is using you to judge a thing, a lot of times you're not even aware that that's what he's using you to do. And again, when I mean by judge, I mean assess. Because a lot of times I go places or I join myself to certain things with pure intent. And a lot of times when I get into that thing or a relationship starts to develop, things come up. And one thing that I've learned as a disciple and as a leader is that you know, you don't take it personal, amen, that whatever it is that's manifesting, even if it's contrary to your intent, amen, you take it before God, amen, and you need to understand that as a leader. I don't care what type of leader you are, whether it's a business leader, whatever, you judge it according to the content in which it's manifested and keep it there, amen, and put the word on it. Allow the word of the Lord to dissect it, amen. That's why the word of God is so important. And that's why it's so dangerous to be in your feelings and in your emotions. That's why it's so dangerous to be in the letter of the law. Amen. And that's why we need the newness of life. Amen. That's why we need the engrafted word of God. Amen. The living waters. Amen. To be able to cut through. Amen. Those things. And the thing that he was sharing with me about this time regarding the new dominion is that that he is now sealing some things that will speak when we appear before the white throne judgment. And I tell you, that's why it's so dangerous. Please hear me. That's why it's so dangerous for you to be religious or to be just in the inner courts, amen. Just going to church and being in the local assembly is supposed to be a pattern, amen, of how heaven works. It is not it, amen. And that's why I preach so much, and I'm very passionate about helping people, helping you get into the holies of holies, amen, your secret place, amen, your realms, amen, those spirits that in the place that he's given you to govern, amen, which is just your space. You can't govern somebody else's space. You only govern yours because that's what you're going to be held accountable for, amen, your life, amen, where he puts you, where you live. Amen. I don't care if it's just a one-room apartment. That's your space. Amen. That's the only thing you can be accountable for, not somebody else's. So this is what he's saying. He's saying that this time is for you to examine, as I was sharing with you last broadcast and on my Facebook page and Twitter feed, to examine and evaluate where you are. Amen. To bring course correction. Amen, which is something he will do if you present yourself. And that's another thing that he was saying to me. He said that many people are trying to do it within themselves. And he said that's why I said that except the Lord build a house. David said except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain, they build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watching wicked, but in vain. Amen. And that upon this rock, as he told Peter, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. So we got to be careful not to get so caught up in works and deeds about what we're doing. Because he said, it's not by might, not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. And so we have to really be careful not to get caught up in our works. Amen. Or fall so in love with what he's given us to do that it kind of skewers or obscure what the true kingdom is supposed to look like, and that's loving each other, amen, which is the commandment of God, amen. And another thing that will do that, as I shared with you in my introduction, is fearmongers, those who purpose and deliberately will twist the word of God or try to put you under that yoke of fear, amen, of that old religious legalism, amen, and that will try to infringe upon your liberty, amen. Jesus came to what? Set us free from things that will keep us from walking in the liberty that we know, amen, and our liberty is different, amen, and Paul demonstrated that. He said, should I judge another that eating meat? Amen. So you have people that will try to spot your liberty, and God is not pleased with that. Amen. Now he said, me, fear my brother, I wouldn't eat it. But as mature saints, as true mature believers, we should be able to live and let live. Amen. And it's according to your conviction, according to my conviction, because what I can do, you can't do. Maybe you can't do it. What you can do, maybe I can't do. But who's comparing? Who's judging? Who's measuring? Amen. And so this word about fear-mongering came as a result of what me praying, because the enemy will try to use any opportunity, anything he can use to try to sway things his way. And when you have religious demonic deities such as the supplanter, such as the oppressor, and the workers of iniquity, they will try to use things like this to get you to be in fear and get you to respond in fear. Amen. And I wanted to make sure that in this broadcast that I really, really wanted to encourage you to make sure that your eyes is fixed upon the Lord. Amen. That does not mean that we don't make a plan and we don't plan and we don't let God give us a plan and instruction on how to come out. Amen. Practically. Amen, through our practical steps. But what we need is the miracle working power of God, amen, to work on our behalf, because if he don't intercede, if he don't do it, it can't be done, amen. And these are the days that we're living in. And that's why the Lord said that with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we have to be careful not to let people put limitations on our faith, amen, and on our possibilities, amen. And I was really encouraged yesterday as I was just praising the Lord and in my quiet time with him, where he said to me, keep aspiring, keep aspiring. He said, because that aspiring will birth inspiration, amen, And that inspiration is by way of His Spirit. Glory be to God. By way of His love, by way of His favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, as I look at the things that's happening in Houston and the hurricane, and God knows what else was going to unfold before the end of the year, we do have the power to pray. Like I said, if we don't do anything, we can pray. In fact, He said, if you speak to this mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, it shall be done. Amen. And when those storms come, amen, He's given us the power to ride above it. Amen. To rise above it. That's why it's so important to get in your holy places. Amen. That's why it's so important to be obedient. Amen. And God knows no one has done anything for natural disasters to come. But a lot of times things are man-made. Some things are a result of what's happening in the cosmos and in the solar that is causing a lot of disruption in the earth realm. And I'm one that God has given to kind of watch those things. And He gave me that revelation a couple of years ago about man-made disasters and how we have the power to speak to the waves, the wind, and this new place that He has me in being able to regulate, amen, and pray and speak into the universe, which I'm so happy and praising God that other believers are now coming into the knowledge of the universe and its laws and how it supports the word of God and how we can divert those things that are happening in the second heaven. Amen. And as a result of the God of this world, fallen angels, son of perdition, amen, and the sin nature. Because, again, sin a lot of times when it becomes horrible in the nostrils of God, the earth will begin to upchuck. You know, the earth will purge itself. And I just have that understanding by the Holy Ghost and by revelation of the purity and how we can help make this earth, this where we live, kind of direct those things. Amen. Even if it's a result of sin, we can pray and ask God to have mercy. Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you, the Word of God also says, by the blueness of a wound is iniquity purged. Amen. So we really need to have a balance, amen, when it comes to the Word of God, and understand that that's what He's doing right now. He's bringing balance to the house of God by way of His judgment and His hour. And one of the things He said to me about this time of evaluation and assessment is not only is He doing it starting at the house of the Lord, but why He's doing it. And He said that because many have left some things undone. He says, not what you're doing, it's what you've left undone. And again, that's where we become lopsided, and that's where we become imbalanced. And the spirit of bewitchment and deception, deceit, and becoming veiled and blind happens, and the enemy is able to do that because we left some things undone. And so we can't just put our focus on what we want to put our focus on because we like it and we're passionate about it. We have to be balanced. So he's bringing balance to those things that were left undone. Amen. That's why He said, eat the whole roll. Amen. And the point to eat the whole roll is that when we eat the whole roll, even though it might be bitter, as we chewing it, amen, as we swallow it, amen, but He said at the end it shall be sweet to our stomach, amen. It'll be sweet to our quiver, amen. And so we have to be strong in the days of the Lord's hand, amen. We have to be strong when He, and these are the times to be strong and not to cast away your confidence, amen, which has great recompense of reward, amen. So as I encourage you on today and as I bring to close this broadcast, I want you to remember that, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is upon you, to comfort, amen, to know that he will bring beauty from ashes, even when you don't see it, despite how your situation might be. There's new horizons, amen. There's going to be a new day. There's going to be a new morning, amen. And that he's going to give the oil of joy for mourning, amen. And I pray for those who mourn, amen, who are mourning right now for any reason, that the Lord is sending his oil, amen, and his balm to heal you, amen, and that you will keep on the garment of praise. I ask him to give you a garment of praise, amen, and to remain steadfast, amen, and not to break ranks. Hallelujah. And so, in closing, I want you to know and decree and declare over you, amen, again, that your faith, your confidence has great recompense of reward, and that your covenant, hallelujah, my covenant with my God, with our God, will not fail. Hallelujah. That you are highly blessed and favored, amen, of the Lord, amen. This favor, hallelujah, that he's giving you has gone before me, has gone before you, and it is opening doors. It's releasing the treasures of heaven and the treasures of earth, amen. And know that everything, glory be to God, that every single thing that you're going through is working. Yes, it is. It's working in the universe. It's working in you. Yes, it's working in your atmosphere for your good. Amen. I love you. Peace and blessings. I definitely will be back before the end of the week to share more with you. And definitely I'll be putting more things on my Facebook, my Twitter feed as the Lord drops it in my holy quiver. Amen. Peace, blessings, and much love. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And I'm wishing you a good night and sweet dreams.